Shalom uvracha to all. This week's parsha is Parshas Kisavo. Parshas Kisavo begins in Perek Chafav with the beautiful mitzvah of Bikurim, the first 11 verses of the parak, the first fruits, the bringing of the first fruits of the Shivat Haminim, up to Makom HaMikdash, a joyous declaration, very, very beautiful. It is the process of giving thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course, for the bounty of Eretz Yisrael and the gifts that he bestows upon us. That's how Kisavo begins. I actually want to talk about a different topic from Parshas Kisavo, and that is towards the end of Parshas Kisavo. And what is that? That is the klados, the tochacha, the curses, the disasters that will befall Klal Yisrael when they fail to go in the ways of Hashem. There are two sets of klalos in the Chumash. One is in Bechukosai and Peruch of the book of Vayikra in Bechukosai Tim Asu. If you are disgusted by my ordinances, if they make you nauseous, if you cast off the yoke of my burden, that's in Parshas Bechukosai. And then we have Parshas Kisavo, which is the second set of curses in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And the curses are a terrible list of trial and tribulation that will befall Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael if they fail to go in the ways of God. There are three interesting pesukim in the middle of the tochacha of Kisavo, and the tochacha is interrupted to tell us the reason for the tochacha. Parak Chavchas, Pasuk Mem Hei, Mem Vav, and Mem Zayin. Okay, listen to the Pasukim. Ubao Alecha Kol HaKlalos Ha'ila, all of these curses will come upon you. Urida Fucha, and they will chase after you. Vihisigucha, they will overtake you. Ad Hisham Dach, until they will destroy you. The curses will chase after you. They will catch up with you. They will destroy you. Until you are destroyed. Why? Kilo shamata b'kol Hashem Elokecha, because you did not listen to the voice of Hashem your God, lishmer mitzvosav, to guard his mitzvos, chukosav, and his chukim, asher tzivcha, that you have been commanded to do. V'hayu b'chala osu l'mofes, u'bizarecha ad olam. This will be against you a sign and a wonder in your offspring forever. Pasuk Mem Zayin. Because you did not serve Hashem your God with joy and gladness, goodness of heart, from an abundance of everything. All of a sudden, the clothes are interrupted to bring us these three psukim. I'm quoting from Rabbi Shmuel Golden in his Sefer, Unlocking the Torah Text, Sefer Devarim. Rabbi Shmuel Golden says the Torah abruptly interrupts the Kitavo Tochacha, the lengthy description of potential penalties for collective national failure, in order to address a critical issue. What sins will be grievous enough to bring about the terrible curses of the great rebuke? A three-sentence answer is proposed. And the three sentences, as he writes them, as we just saw the Lashon HaKodesh, and all these curses will come upon you, and pursue you, and overtake you, until you are destroyed, because you have not listened to the voice of the Lord your God to observe the commandments and his statutes that he has commanded you. These punishments, will be a sign and wonder in you and your offspring forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God, besimcha, with joy, and with goodness of heart, meirov kol, through an abundance of everything. How do we understand what exactly the Chumash is telling us here? What do these verses mean in terms of why the Tochacha befalls us? Rav Shmuel Golden first quotes many different Mefarshim, earlier commentators, other commentators, and then he proposes his own suggestion, which I found particularly powerful, relevant, sobering, and a big mussar, which we must all take to heart. Says Rav Shmuel Golden, how can we understand this? Perhaps as follows. A more global approach to this entire passage before us, this three sentences, might be suggested. In these three sentences, step by step, God conveys a unified, powerful message to the nation. Firstly, when you do something because you have to do it, and not because you want to do it, you will ultimately fail. If a person is not motivated to do anything, and they are only doing something because it has been forced upon them, ultimately they will fail. It must come from their strong self-motivation for change. In any area of life, that is true. Says Rav Shmuel Golden, when you do something because you have to do it and not because you want to do it, you will ultimately fail. So therefore, step number one. First, God identifies the ultimate failure, that will give rise to the horrors of the Tochacha. The first step in this failure is because you have not listened to the voice of the Lord your God to observe the commandments and his statutes that he has commanded you. Pasuk Mem Hei, the first in this series of three. And all of these terrible curses will befall you, and they will chase after you, and they will catch up with you until you are destroyed. Why? Ki lo shamata b'kol Hashem Elokecha lishmor mitzvosa v'chukosa v'asher tzivcha. Your global failure, says Rav Shmuel Golden, to observe my law will condemn you to severe punishment. Here Rav Golden understands that what we are saying is that we carry out mitzvah sometimes because we have to carry out mitzvah. Society expects us. What will the neighbors say? This is what I've always done. Without thinking about the fact that there is a Ribono Shel Olam. When we carry out something because we have to and not because we want to, we will ultimately fail. You did not listen into the voice of Hashem your God to guard his mitzvos and his chukim like you have been commanded. In the final sentence of this passage, says Rav Shmuel Golden, God backs up and notes the origins of the failure. Because you did not serve the Lord your God besimcha with joy and goodness of heart, may rove call through an abundance of everything. It is not that we will abruptly abandon the observance of the law, which is referred to in verse 45. No. Instead, the roots of our failure will trace to an earlier time. We did observe the law, but we lacked passion. We lacked joy. We lacked intent, feeling, heart for Avodas Hashem. Tragic consequences will result from this fatal flaw. Success in our shared enterprise can only be achieved if you invest yourself in the process. Success in any enterprise, God says, and especially in Avodat Hashem, can only be achieved if we derive personal significance. Is there personal significance to me in my Isiyat HaMitzvah? Is there a meaning in my Limud HaTorah? Is there a gratification from being a Jew who serves God? Our failure to find Simcha inherent in the observance of the divine law will ultimately lead to total abdication of the law. When we begin serving God, not from happiness, not from joy, not because we want to, because we feel we're forced to, whether it's societal pressure or peer pressure or expectation or this is all I know, that ultimately, tachas ha-shalom v'atas Hashem el-kecha b'simcha b'tuv levav, will ultimately lead to ki lo shamata b'kol Hashem el-kecha. In the midst of the discussion of this cause and effect in the development of communal sin, the Torah outlines the true extent of the tragedy through a striking interjection. So he's actually moving backwards. Verse 47, because you did not serve Hashem your God with joy and gladness of heart when you had everything, is the actual root cause. Everything just became mitzvos and asher melumda. We began to resent mitzvos. We began to resent Torah. Do I really have to learn? I have to go to another shir. I have to sit down and do another mitzvah, another shekht tzedakah, another shayla and kashrus. More requirements of me. There was no joy. We kept the mitzvos, but it was without joy. When a person keeps something without joy, without passion, without connectivity, without a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, what happens ultimately is verse 45. Move back to verse 45. Lo shamata b'kol Hashem elokecha. Ultimately, we abandon the mitzvos entirely. They will only cling to us, and we will only cling to them if we have true feeling and commitment, and we want to be a Torah Jew. Otherwise, we will not listen to the voice of Hashem your God. We will not guard his mitzvos anymore, and it's chukim, like we were commanded. And what is between these two psukim? Verse 46, Pasuk Mem Vav. What's Pasuk Mem Vav? V'hayu b'chal la'os u'lamofesh u'bizarecha ad olam. These curses will be against you as a sign, as an astonishment. In your seed, in your progeny forever, says Rav Shmuel Golden. In the midst of the discussion of cause and effect and the development of communal sin and a communal moving away from Torah mitzvos, the Torah outlines the truest extent of this tragedy through this striking interjection, verse 46, between 45 and 47. These punishments will be a sign and wonder in you and your offspring forever. Comments from Shmuel Golden. The clearest arena of our failure will be in the arena of intergenerational transmission. If our own observance is lacking passion, if our own asiyat mitzvos lacks meaning, if our own approach to Judaism and Torah lacks significance, we are only going through the motions. And though we may go through the motions, ultimately, however, our children will not even do that. because that which the parent performs grudgingly will be abandoned entirely by the next generation. Consequently, says Rav Golden, these punishments will truly become a sign and a wonder in you and in your offspring forever. Frightening. No wonder this is in the middle of the Tochacha. Let's work our way backwards. Pasuk Mem Zayin, because you did not serve the Lord your God with glad and joyous and goodness of heart when you had an abundance of everything. We kept the mitzvos, but we lacked any passion. We made a bracha without even thinking of who we're making a bracha for. We did all the obligations, or perhaps some of the obligations of Torah Judaism, but we weren't excited by it. It was a lackadaisical attitude. Again, I have to go out to shul. Again, I have to daven ma'ariv. Again, I have to make another bracha. Again, I have to bench. It's so long. Again, another chesed, another fast day, another mitzvah. We did it without any simcha. This is the klalos. This is what Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us. And when we behave in such a fashion, go back to verse 46, our actions speak louder than words. And this will be a sign and a wonder and an astonishment, not only in our generation, but that's what our children will learn. Bizarach ad olam. And not only will they not be interested in mitzvah, Rachman al-Tzan, the Torah predicts, not only will they do them by habit like us, they will abandon them entirely. As what we do not do with passion or excitement, we can never hope to transmit to our children. And that's verse 45, because we did not listen to the voice of Hashem God to guard his mitzvos, his chukim, like we have been commanded. Rav Shmuel Golden says it is true that we may proclaim loyalty to the laws of Torah. But is our ritual observance habitual? Is it done begrudgingly? Do we have passion or little passion? Do we have meaning or no meaning to mark the proceedings of Jewish lifestyle? What are our Shabbos tables like, says Rav Shmuel Golden? Do we have zmiros, Torah discussions? Do we have study? Do we have special Shabbos clothing, a Shabbos decorum? Are we observing the letter of the law of Shabbat, but neglecting the spirit of the law? What about our tefillos, whether it's Shabbos or throughout the week? Do we have emotional involvement in our tefillos? Or are we having side conversations with other attendees that drown out the prayers themselves? Are we looking for shortcuts to make religious life easier? Are we looking to buy professionally prepared Purim baskets, catered Shabbat meals, Pesach vacations? Does this all take the place of the family-focused preparation for Shabbat and Chagim that traditionally involved the entire family in a true celebration of these occasions? At what time do we show up in Shul Shabbat morning? Is the sanctuary empty until halfway through services when people finally begin to come to Shul? Says Rav Shmuel Golden, the message of the Tochacha is frighteningly clear. If we do not have passion in our religious observance, the transmission of any tradition to our children will become increasingly difficult. By the way, it doesn't only have to mean children. It can mean any person you influence. How do your nieces and nephews see you do your Avodah Hashem? How do your students, your Talmidim, see you do Avodah Hashem? A religion that does not speak to the hearts will ultimately be abandoned. To address this problem, says Rav Shmuel Golden, we cannot start with the next generation, be it your children, grandchildren, students, nieces and nephews, cousins. It does not begin with the children. To address and correct this problem outlined in the Tochacha, we must begin with ourselves. Only if we personally find simcha shel mitzvah, we have joy inherent in the performance of the mitzvah. If we have that in our own lives, can we foster simcha in the lives of others? His last sentence, only if we search for personal meaning in our observance of God's law, do we stand a chance of passing that observance on to the next generation. We can reverse the curses of the Tochacha by embracing the words of the Shema, Parshas Veschanan, Perek Vav, Vishinantam levanecha v'dibar tabam, b'shiftecha b'veisach uvelachtecha v'derech v'shavcha v'kumecha v'shinantam levanecha. Torah should be sharp in our mouth. We should teach our children and our students when we sit at home, when we go on the way, when we lay down, when we get up, if we embrace Torah with excitement, with passion. You're excited to learn. You're excited to go to Shir. You're excited to listen to another Dvar Torah. You're excited to come over to the Shabbos table. You're saying a Zemer. You're getting to shul on time. You're dressing for Shabbos. If we are excited for the mitzvos, our children, Be'ezer Hashem, listen, there's no guarantees. We do our best, it's up to Hashem, but there is a greater possibility and chance that we'll transmit the Torah to our children if we're not excited. I read recently a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. I know it's a little funny to quote that in a Torah shir, but okay, the Maisa, Ezu Chacham Alomi Mikol Adam, your actions speak so loudly, I can hardly hear the words you are trying to say. I wish everybody a beautiful Shabbat Shalom, Kol Tov, and thank you to all.